I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been nearly a year since the tsunami devastated Southeast Asia. Thousands of people were killed, thousands were left homeless, and thousands continue to be in need. Open Doors USA's Carl Muller says, while this has been an incredibly challenging time, the church is now more respected.
The resources that have been channeled through the local churches there in parts of Sri Lanka in particular, where we're working, South India where we're working, Indonesia in those areas, they've strengthened the church there and empowered Christians to express the compassion and love of Jesus for their community.
Your support could help them do even more. Meanwhile, the latest Barna Research report commissioned by Compassion International indicates that 18 to 25-year-olds in the U.S. want to make a difference. Compassion International's Dave Dolan goes on further to say that with such optimism, they're making plans to connect these people to ministry.
What we want to do is to really capture this generation and help them understand that although they may not be able to, you know, change everything on a global scale, they can make a huge impact individually, and by getting involved in an outreach on an individual level, they can make a difference.
And it's a case of practical application and the hope of Christ melding in Tanzania. Grace Ministries' work on a vocational technical school in Rukwa Valley is complete. Now that the school's finished, teams are planning to hold agricultural seminars in 9 surrounding villages this month. They'll hold sewing and carpentry classes beginning in January. Also on the schedule is the launch of a monthly fly-in medical clinic in conjunction with Mission Aviation Fellowship. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Patrick Cate's book, Through God's Eyes, a Bible study of God's motivations for missions. To get your free copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.